supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
This is Caroline. Good morning. Today, I have Susie Campbell, and we're going to be talking about Ocean Awareness Challenge. And we also have Valerie Rhodes with us, who is with the Women's Sailing Association of Orange County. She's the Commodore, a woman Commodore. I'm very excited about that. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good.
Let's talk about the Ocean Awareness Challenge. It's coming up September 9th through the 11th, and Emerald Bay, Catalina Island. Tell us all about it, please.
Wow, who wants to start?
I'm the Commodore of the Women's Sailing Association, and we are a local organization that supports women in sailing. Part of our mission is to do what we can to help clean up the ocean and our local environment. And when we formed in early 2015, we got together with a group of committed women sailors and talked about what we could do to help clean up the ocean. And from that, the Ocean Awareness Challenge that's taking place this September was born, largely through the inspiration of Susie Campbell. So we've been working for the past year and a half to put together this organization under the umbrella of the Women's Sailing Association in Orange County. And Susie, you can tell us a little bit more about what the event's going to look like.
Yeah. Well, I got the idea. I was working on the 100-ton ship called the Sea Explorer that was taking students from the Los Angeles and Orange County area over to Emerald Bay for their camp. And we had a problem with our boat, and we had to stay overnight. And so I got to observe inner city kids enjoying the ocean and the camp for the first time in their life. Most of them have never even seen the ocean or put on a mask and snorkel. And so I came up with this idea, as I had to spend 2 days there waiting for them to fix the ship, that it would be really cool for our Women's Sailing Association to organize an event where it can be twofold, where we can educate adults about the condition of the ocean and at the same time raise funds to send these children from the inner city of LA to the marine science camp at another time so they too can learn the same things we're learning, so they can learn that they're contributing to the pollution that ends up in the ocean too. So that's where the idea was spawned. And so I came back and shared my idea with my sailor friends from the Women's Sailing Association, and they thought that it would be really nice to run it under our club. And so that's how it started.
I love it. So it's the challenge. Tell us all about what the challenge part of is.
Everybody pretty much knows nowadays that the Earth has a lot of people on it, and the Earth can't handle the population that we have. We really do need to change the way we live, and that's a huge challenge. And so I think it's important for us to come together and inspire each other and encourage each other, especially through top marine scientists that can give us actual true facts about the conditions. And it's a place to be inspired to change the way we live. There's lots of ways we can lessen our carbon footprint. We have to think of ways of doing something about the acidification in the ocean, all the carbon dioxide we're pumping into the air. We know now the ocean absorbs the pollution in the ocean, the plastics and pollution. We know that everything that we throw into the ocean, the fish are actually absorbing into their systems, and we're eating fish now that is high in mercury, and it's affecting our health. We've lost about 90% of our big game fish. So we have to learn how to eat sustainably, and we have to encourage people to fish sustainably and just change the way we live.
For sure. Valerie, talk about why the Women's Sailing Association embraced this. This is the inaugural event, the first one. What you guys hope to accomplish by being the underwriter.
Well, the reason we launched this program is WSAOC, or Women's Sailing Association, was born from a women's sailing organization that had been around for about 35 years called WORSA, which stood for Women's Ocean Racing Sailing Association. And as we reconstituted that organization in early 2015, we discussed changing the name to what it is now, which is Women's Sailing Association. And some of our members were concerned about dropping the O in WORSA, which represented ocean, and so we wanted to do something to give back to the ocean, because that's part of our newly expanded mission, is to be concerned about the environment. And so when Susie came to us with this idea for this weekend, we fully embraced it, and our members are the primary organizers. We have a large committee that's been meeting for a year and a half, and are bringing all kinds of things to the table in terms of a raffle and corporate sponsorships. We have grants that have supported this, and then the funds that we raise from this weekend in Catalina will be donated to the camp to provide scholarships to inner city kids that otherwise might not have the opportunity to learn about the ocean and to experience snorkeling and all that the ocean offers.
Tell the listeners how they can get involved and the website.
The website is our Women's Sailing Association website, which is www.wsaoc.org. And if you want to go specifically to the Ocean Awareness Challenge part of our website, it's that same website, /OAC. And we're having our next meeting, the WSA meeting, on Tuesday, August 2nd. It's open to the public. It's going to take place at the Bahia Corinthian Yacht Club in Newport Beach. And we'll be talking a little bit more about the Ocean Awareness Challenge there and how people can either register to attend or can be part of our volunteer team to help put this event on.
Again, the Ocean Awareness Challenge event is September 9th through the 11th this year and will be taking place in Emerald Bay in Catalina. And people will need to get there on their own. Is that correct?
Well, we have a mini cruise ship that is taking people directly there from the Sea Scout base in Newport Beach. It's the new ship that the camp just acquired. So all they have to do is hop on board the ship there in Newport Beach, and it will go directly to Emerald Bay. When they get there, they can stay in either a cabin tent or they can bring their own tent and camp on their own. The cost includes 5 meals. But the most amazing thing about our event is the presenters we have coming. We have 3 dynamic presenters: Jeff Schester from Oceana, Wendy Marshall from Explore Ocean, and Dave Rudy from Catalina Offshore Fishing. He's got one of the biggest fishing industries in Southern California, and 75% of his fishing is done sustainably. So we have the opportunity. Plus, we have the McGilberys that are going to be showing their humpback whale movie on an outdoor screen. So dancing under the stars, and it includes a lot, but it's I think our presenters are what most people are coming
for. Sure. I mean, an esteemed group of people
yes,
in the industry,
definitely.
For sure. And Greg and his work is
amazing.
Really amazing.
They've been
as well.
Very supportive. Yeah.
Excellent. Susie Campbell, Valerie Rhodes, thank you so much for sharing this information with my listeners on the Ocean Awareness Challenge. And is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Just that it's going to be educational, but it's also going to be really fun, too. We're going to have kayaking and snorkeling in a marine protected area, and I think everybody's going to meet some really quality people if they come to this event.
There's a huge aquarium there, too. A lot of people don't realize that, but there's an aquarium, a touch tank aquarium and a lab.
In Emerald Bay. I was just going to ask, tell the listeners exactly where Emerald Bay is when you get into Avalon. Like,
okay.
Direct us to Emerald Bay.
The mini cruise ship that's leaving from Newport.
Which would be worth the trip.
Directly to Emerald Bay, and it is the last little camp on the west end of Catalina. It is probably the most remote camp on all of Catalina, and probably the most beautiful, pristine place. It's considered one of the top 10 diving places in the country. So, it is a very beautiful place.
And explain why, because that is very interesting. Because you wouldn't imagine that Catalina would be one of the top diving spots. But why is it?
Well, a lot of the surrounding area around Catalina is a marine preserve, and so the camp is actually on an area that's protected. So when you go snorkeling, you do get to see a lot of the fish and the. It's just a little more like our coastline right here. They're already finding that the fish are getting bigger and they're multiplying in numbers because it is a protected area.
Yep, that's right. Again, the website for information and tickets and all that you want to learn about the Ocean Awareness Challenge is at www.wsaoc.org/OAC. Right?
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay, great. Susie, Valerie, thanks very much for being on Caroline's Cause Corner. And listeners out there, if there are any other great people that you'd like for me to interview, let me know on my Facebook page, and I will check it out and hopefully have them on. Thanks very much again. Jason, have a great day. And until next time, this is Caroline on Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Thanks, Caroline.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.